Good afternoon, everybody. Christy Hutcherson with Women Fighting for America on the front lines and in the fight every day for you, the American people. I'm going to get emotional this morning because I have a very urgent cry this morning. I got a phone call, and as you guys know, we do a lot of work with trafficking, of anti-trafficking and trafficked human beings, children, women, etc. And I'm asking everybody right now to share this message far and wide. There's a young girl in the Philadelphia area, Southwest Philadelphia area specifically. She was last seen in the vicinity of the Philadelphia airport. She was wearing, this was, by the way, on March 21st was the last known time that she was in contact with anybody. We believe that she might be kidnapped or trafficked. She was last seen at 3:05 a.m. and her family is extremely, extremely worried about her. She is a beautiful young lady, as you can see right there to the right. I personally have met her and I know this young lady. I'm upset this morning for numerous reasons, of course. As a mom, I can't imagine my child gone missing. But this is a symptom in America right now. Traffic victims, young girls going missing, young boys going missing. And I hate to say, with the open borders that we have right now, with all of the gang members, all of the thugs and the prisons being emptied out all over the world, the Russian mob, those from Serbia, MS-13 gang members, Venezuelans, the Mexican gang members and the cartels, they make billions of dollars. That's how they keep their operations funded. And I've been warning about this for a long time. This might not be related. We don't know yet. But believe me, your children in this country are no longer safe because of the policies of this administration and the inaction of all of your lawmakers. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent, you are all guilty. Every day that you don't defund the NGOs, that you don't close the borders, let the government shut down. If that's what has to happen, have the balls and the cojones to let the government shut down until we get a hold of our borders and the gang members and the cartels and all of this nefarious activity, including the terrorist activity in this country. I'm angry because all of these so-called organizations who take in millions of dollars, the campaign funds that are going to millions of dollars to fund people all over this country to get into office, instead, they could go to funding operations that would save this young girl. Her family doesn't have a lot of money. She's not a family who can afford to have the police do the work that they need to have done to find this young girl. She can't afford to call and send teams in to go look for her. Our teams can do those types of activities because we have the skill sets to do so. But the money is going elsewhere because people don't understand how great a risk it is for your children and your communities to go missing. What if this was your daughter, your grandchild? I'm angry because we need to get funds so we can save lives like this young girl who's missing right now currently. If you are in the Southwest Philadelphia area and you recognize this young girl, if you've seen her on the streets, please contact the Penn Ridge Regional Police Department at 215-257-5101. Or you can contact our organization, Women Fighting for America. Go to our website at WFFA.win and contact us if you have any information. If you don't want to contact the police, you want to remain anonymous, contact us. We need to find this young girl before it's too late. We cannot allow one more child to go missing. And I'm angry this morning, because this should not be happening in our country, in America. I'm tired of funding other countries and other organizations who are not helping and defending and protecting the innocent. It is time we defend and protect our own. If you see this young lady, please contact the police or contact us. Get involved. If you don't understand how to identify traffic or possible trafficking victims, contact our organization. We hook up with the most incredible, incredible individuals who can train you on how to be a defender in your community and a protector, how to understand the predatory tactics that they have. And it doesn't matter if you're sitting in a mansion or if your child's sitting in the ghetto. They're very sophisticated and they know exactly how to attack your children and bring them into their seedy, disgusting, vile underworld. You know, I would like to tell you parents out there, one of the most horrible devices. You want to talk about gun violence in this country? The Democrats want to talk about gun control. That's not what's killing people. Guns don't kill people, but let me tell you what does kill people. You see this cell phone right here. A cell phone is one of the most dangerous weapons in the world. You see, this cell phone is utilized by organized crime, not only to manipulate and deceive your children. My children weren't even allowed to have a cell phone until they were in 11th grade. And you know what? They were angry with me at the beginning, but when they became adults in their 20s, they told me, "Mom, thank you so much. We are so thankful that you stood your ground even when we fought you. And you didn't let us to have a cell phone." Parents, you are in control. If you're paying your child's cell phone bill, anybody under the age of 18, you actually have control whether or not they have one of these devices. I personally, if I had a child under the age of 16, they wouldn't have a cell phone. They would have a phone that didn't have access to the internet. They can have a phone to be able to call mom and dad or their friends, but they would not be allowed to have access to apps in the internet, because predators are clever. What they do is these gangs, these transcriminal organizations, they recruit young men or women who look nice, talk nice. They befriend your children. They act like they're your girl's boyfriend. And then they suck them in to an underworld that is disgusting, filled with labor and sex trade. And sometimes these children are never seen again. All happening on these devices. When will parents step up and be brave enough to stop? So young women like Gianna don't go missing anymore. Again, she was last seen on Friday, March 29th in Southwest Philadelphia in the vicinity of Philadelphia International Airport. She had on gray sweatpants and a dark colored hoodie. Please keep sharing this post. They don't know if she is safe or who she is with. She still has not contacted anyone or her family. If you have any information, please, please, I beg you, call the police department, Pennridge Regional Police Department, 215-257-5104, or contact Women Fighting for America. We will make sure that this information gets to the proper channels. And if you want to donate to our organization, who can deploy at a moment's notice a team that is highly skilled in extractions and other areas that we're not going to talk about. But it costs money, unfortunately. I wish I could fund it all, but I can't. But together we can stop human trafficking. We can stop children like Gianna from going missing. We can find her quickly. 72 hours is the pivotal time frame. But it costs money to deploy teams that are necessary all over the country when we get these calls. My organization works tirelessly to defend and protect our borders, our national security, and children, and the voiceless. I'm upset this morning because I'm a mom who loves this country, and I have children, and I can't imagine. I've been in the stash houses. I've seen the Mexican highway and the rape trees. I've seen the dead bodies and the destruction and the vileness that human trafficking and these gangs and these cartels and these thugs and these animals have. just like you're seeing these vile murders by illegals in this country, a huge uptick of crime that's going to happen, a massive crime wave. This is just the beginning, people. Because of the policies and because the inaction of our leaders, including the Republicans, shame on you. The only people who are the answer to save this country and to stop human trafficking, to stop all of this, is the people, the good people of this nation. There's something powerful when we band together. Please reach out to our organization, Operation Archangel Child Rescue, givesendgo.com/WFFA border. 100% of your donation goes to the fight and to save lives. It's up to you. We must stand strong. Again, I'm going to show her picture, please. God bless you guys. Share this message. Get it out there. So not one other child has to go missing, or one mom or family has to be in agony, not knowing if their child is safe or not. We live in the greatest country. It is time to activate as citizens of this nation, to band together to save this nation and to save lives and children. Again, her name is Gianna. Help save her. God bless you guys. And as always, God bless this great country, America.